Greetings. I'm Matt Matthews, one of the pastors here at First Pres in Champaign, and I'm happy to welcome you to our media ministry. Join us in person. We're located at the intersection of Church and State Streets, adjacent to Westside Park in downtown Champaign. Our traditional worship service is at 9 a.m. on Sunday morning, and on most of those Sundays, we offer French translation. Our contemporary services on Sunday begin at 11:15 a.m. When you come to First Pres, what you'll find, what I hope you'll find, is a community of people who support each other and who are passionate about making a difference in our community and beyond. You'll find relevant teaching for children and adults. We have at least a dozen Bible studies and small groups, including pickleball. That's right, pickleball. Adult choir, a bell choir for all comers, and other programs and events designed to grow your faith and give you and me opportunities to serve. There's a place for you. I'm glad you tuned in. This morning we have three passages, all familiar, but I wonder if we could pray first. This is a prayer for illumination that we've sung often, many times before, as a child rests. Join me in singing this song. Let's pray. As a child rests in its mother's arms, so will I rest in you. As a child rests in its mother's arms, so will I rest in you. Amen. Our scripture this morning comes from 1 John chapter 3, verses 16 through 24. Actually, verses 16 through 17. Listen for the word of the Lord. We know love by this, that he laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for one another. How does God's love abide in anyone who has the world's good and sees a brother or sister in need, and yet refuses to help? And from that question to the gospel according to John, chapter 10, verses 11 through 15, and then we'll skip ahead to 18. Jesus says, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. The hired hand who is not the shepherd and does not own the sheep sees the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and runs away. And the wolf snatches them and scatters them. The hired hand runs away because the hired hand does not care for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know my own and my own know me, just as the Father knows me and I know the Father. And I lay down my life for the sheep. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of my own accord. I have the power to lay it down, and I have power to take it up again. I have received this command from my Father. And finally this morning, our psalm is Psalm 23. Listen for the word of the Lord. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Is First Presbyterian Church in a rut? I hope so. Not all ruts are bad, of course. Consider the athlete. The athlete works on her golf swing over and over again, practicing every shot over and over, creating kind of a muscle memory, a rut, as it were, so that she can hit that shot without thinking about it. Swimmers and quarterbacks and ice hockey wings and basketball point forwards, they all do this. This idea of practice making perfect so that when they're out on the field, it looks easy. Singers and musicians, they practice like that. Preachers and teachers and cooks. Well, you get the idea. Not all ruts are bad. We teach our children certain kinds of patterns for their health. We teach them to brush their teeth every day. That's for their good. We learn certain things by rote.
so that it becomes more familiar to us and more useful. Like dinnertime prayers, pardon our sins, O Lord, and make us truly thankful for these and all our many blessings. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. My dad used to pray that prayer every time we had slow food at home, which was every night, every night. We learn and memorize certain passages of Scripture so that we can call on them when times are tough, or they can well up within us when times are tough and we can experience a ray of comfort or hope. We practice giving money so that generosity becomes second nature to us and that we become generous people without thinking about it. Some ruts are terrible, boring, plodding deep, one foot in front of the other, misery. But not all ruts are bad. The psalmist in the 23rd Psalm talks about paths of righteousness, ruts of righteousness. God's path is like a rut that leads from trouble safely to a place of respite, from a fire to the green pastures and to the still waters, from being empty to being restored, from the valley of the shadow of death to a table of welcome and abundance, from being lost to being home. God's ruts lead from being alone to being in relationship with one another and with God. Not all ruts are bad. I'm told that in the days before the railroad went east to west, those wagons, those giant, well, not so giant, I guess, but those prairie schooners with the big canvas, look like sails, would make their way from east to west, following the ruts left by other pioneers and other wagons. Those ruts were the safest, surest way from east to west. So it is with God. There's divine protection along the way. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. And God's rutted paths lead always to safety for his name's sake. Now, God's road is not always a scenic road, nor is it a comfortable road. Last weekend, Rachel and I were at the Museum of Science and Technology in Chicago, and we stood in front of a real live prairie schooner. And though that vehicle may have been at the apex of travel technology 100 years ago, it looked anything but comfortable nowadays. So God's path isn't always the most comfortable or even the most scenic. Sometimes it's hard and scary and dark, as if through a valley filled with the shadows of death. But God's road is always the right road. After the naturalist John Muir had that accident in the factory in Indiana, and he thought he might have lost his eyesight forever, he recovered and he walked to the Gulf Coast. And made it to Cuba. He left Cuba on a cheap passage overseas to California. And when he got to San Francisco, he asked, "Where can I go to be immersed in nature?" And they said, "Well, head inland." And he did for 30 days. He wrote this about the San Joaquin Valley. "This valley of the San Joaquin is the floweriest piece of world I've ever walked. The floweriest piece of world I've ever walked." It's kind of hard to say. "One vast level, a sheet of flowers, a smooth sea." He stopped, and so the story goes, in one square yard of prairie in that valley, he counted over 7,200 flowers. I'm not even sure that's possible, but that's the story. "The Lord maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul." God has called First Presbyterian Church on a journey. We have, because of God's grace, worn a path to the refugee center here in town and to Dream House and to the ESL classrooms where our tutors teach and to the Centennial Hall where we've had Thanksgiving celebrations. We've worn a path into deeper friendship with our Francophone brothers and sisters. God's ruts have led us to places like Kimmerer Village and to the horse training ring there in Illinois, and to the Sangla Hill Girls School in Pakistan, and to the Iglesia Presbyteriana Reformada de Luyano. Our partnership with our church partner in Luyano is a beautiful partnership. It was formalized in 2012, as I said. And as Mindy said, whenever we gather, whenever they are here or we are there, we gather to do beautiful and common things. We worship, we pray, we tell stories, we play games, we laugh, we tour. We gather to learn about the experiences and experience different cultures. And we are attempting to be the diverse body of Christ around the world. We know that the church isn't just one local manifestation of it. We know that Christ's body on earth is worldwide. It's important to celebrate these worldwide connections and to lift up this worldwide kinship. Los Santos de la Luyano han sido socios en la oración. Ellos son amigos y son familia. Muchas gracias. The saints in Luyano have become partners in prayer. They are friends. They are family. Thanks be to God. Our friends in Cuba are in a dark place right now. The pandemic has been particularly hard for them. It's been hard for all of us, but not all of us are in the same boat. Some of us had better boats to begin with. The Cuban boat had lots of leaks already. The economy was already weak. So the pandemic has really been hard on them as it has crushed tourism, their source of income. The New York Times reports that clean water is a problem due to the infrastructure there, but food shortages have been rampant. In September, an unemployed tourism guide, and I read this in the paper not too long ago, an unemployed tourism guide in Havana waited only 2 hours to get into a government-run grocery store. The waits are often 8 or 10 hours long, and he found something that usually you don't find in the grocery store in Cuba. He found toothpaste. Who is to blame? Is it the revolution of 1959? Is it the colonialism that preceded the revolution, perhaps that caused the revolution of 1959? Is it governmental mismanagement? We know something about governmental mismanagement here, and they certainly do there. Is it the collapse of their relationship with the Soviet Union in the 1990s? Is it the collapse of the Venezuelan economy more recently? Venezuela was one of their chief trade partners. Is it the U.S. embargo on Cuba? It's worked very well. We've squeezed the life out of our brothers and sisters there. I'm not a political scientist. I'm not a historian. I don't know what the cause is. I just know that it's real and that our brothers and sisters in Luyano, our friends there, quietly suffer. Do you hear me? They quietly suffer as they are experiencing these terrible shortages. Chicken, oil, rice, beans. There are shortages. They wait in line for groceries and oftentimes leave with an empty bag. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff. They comfort me. God's ruts, these paths of righteousness, have led us into a complicated and beautiful relationship with our friends at the Luyano Presbyterian Church. And these faithful saints remind us of what faithful trust looks like. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, as the heads of kings are anointed. My cup is not half full, it's not half empty. My cup overflows. When we visit them, they serve us hard to come by eggs every morning. They've saved up their coffee for us so that we can drink it in abundance. We have so much to learn from our friends in Luyano about hospitality, about community, about sacrifice, about loving kindness, about generosity, about patience, about this notion of being long-suffering, about family. They are materially, compared to us, poor in Havana. Our visits there teach us how poor we are here. Friends, I'll tell you a truth. We need what they have. And so we go and we are so abundantly blessed by our saints, our friends in Luyano. God blesses this relationship. I don't know what we give them. I don't know what we do for them. But boy, they do a lot for us. They make us more whole and remind us more truly what the body of Christ is. So thank God that God has led us in these ruts of friendship that lead all the way over the ocean and back, this two-way street. Not all ruts are bad. Jesus is the Good Shepherd. We read that in the New Testament. He's the one who takes the psalm and embodies it. We see in Jesus what God is talking about in the psalm. Jesus walks with us. Jesus, the Good Shepherd, nudges us when we go astray. Jesus steadies us when the valley is dark. And he celebrates us when the valley is so covered by flowers we can't even count them. Faith doesn't give us answers so much as it gives us the path. Is First Pres in a rut? I can only hope and pray that we are. The Lord is risen. The Lord is risen indeed. Alleluia and amen. Thank you for joining this podcast of First Presbyterian Church Champaign. Visit us at our campus at the intersection of Church and State Streets in downtown Champaign. And for more information, visit us online at www.firstpres.church. Have a great week.